Is it morning already? Go away, son. Can you just go back to sleep or something? Ugh. I'm sorry. Didn't want to wake you. It's too early o'clock. Let's get back to sleep. Well, I can't fall asleep. How about you? You can't either, huh? Well, let's just, I don't know, talk a little bit. Oh no, we are not getting out of bed. Why? Because our time is short. You have to leave again, and I want as much of you to myself as possible. I'm needy like that, okay? Here, come over. Let me play with your hair a little. Oh, nothing happened. We straight crashed yesterday. Who wouldn't, after all that whining and dining experience? It was actually really nice. Oh, shut up, I mean it. I'm not usually one for those schmaltzy stuff, but the entire evening was something I'll cherish forever. The restaurant, the food, all that lovely decor, those flowers. What? They were pretty. Well, that might not sound like something I'd usually say because I don't. It feels needy. It feels too vulnerable. But with you, I don't mind. What else? The lead up to the evening was great. I was so nervous what you would think of me. We might have known each other for a bit, but our relationship is still young and, well, I wanted you to like me. Like, in person, as who I am. And then I overthought. Should I wear this? Would this fit more? Do those jeans look like something I would wear? Or are they just surface level? Just to dazzle? Yeah, that's why I look so pale. All that overthinking went straight to my head and back into my stomach again. But you were so sweet. So wonderful. The first second in your presence just swept those thoughts away. I'm no poet, but at the moment the world felt perfect. No better way to describe it. That feeling stayed throughout the entire evening, actually. Yes, even our walk home, well, my place was a riot. I don't know what fueled all that nonsense. Your presence, hormones, the wine. But I hadn't laughed like that in quite a while. Truly, if anyone had seen us, they might have thought of us as a married couple. Just talking smack back and forth. Random nonsense, and then you started to sing. I mean, that shit was hilarious and wonderful. Here, let me do these head thingies you like, scalp scratches or whatever. Of course I know, silly. Guess who got you that head scratcher for your birthday? The one item that looks like half an egg beater or whisk thingy or whatever they're called. You didn't forget, did you? Oh, the nerve! I do something for you for your birthday and you don't even remember. Nah, I'm just messing with you. No worries. It's all good. Well, I'm pretty sure that you didn't bring it, so my hands have to suffice. Oh. Thanks. How awfully nice of you. You can stroke my ego a little. I'm usually not one for compliments, but, you know, I want to hear what you like about me. And don't be shy. Oh, no worries. Your list is quite extensive. Thank you for that. Is it hot in here or is it just me? All those compliments might have gone to my head. My face is all hot now. How dare you? After all those nice things, I do not look like a beet. Thank you very much. Oh, what I like about you? Well, that's only fair. You're right. Let's see. There's your hair. I mean, me playing with it might have given it away. Your eyes. Now they sit so perfectly in your face. I don't know, making it all so fucking lovable. Like, I just want to frame it, put it on the wall. Heck, on all the walls, with your smile, with your goofy smirk. Yeah, that one. How I can just relay around you. Let my guard down. Your smell. What? Of course you haven't showered yet, silly. It's in the morning. Well, it is before noon. You showered before meeting up with me. That's good enough. Don't think that I didn't smell that lovely scent. Actually, I wasn't the only one overthinking. Or am I wrong? Look at us. Two peas in a pod. Here, scoot a bit over. Oh, don't be shy. I don't bite. Not unless you want me to, of course. But actually, I want to rub your back and your shoulders a bit. I just thought, well, it's something nice, something intimate. I've never tried it before, but, promise not to laugh, but I always fantasize about this, like having someone to massage, to rub the shoulders, the back, the arms, the legs, the feet. Just caring for someone, you know? What do you mean? Oh, you mean because. Nah, I'm usually pretty relaxed. No need to loosen up my muscles. You can return the favor at some point, but it's not like that. I just like it. Even now, seeing that relaxed joy on your face, it really warms my heart. Oh, I could just smooch you. You adorable little. Yes, more praise. I like your empathy, how you talk to the waiter. Nothing is a bigger turnoff than someone belittling the staff. But you were so nice, so sweet. I'm so freaking proud to call you mine. And I also like you splitting the bill with me. Very mature. Being treated is nice, but actually being treated like an equal is nicer. No quarreling over wealth or roles or reverse roles, just us having a lovely dinner. Stop laughing. You made me flustered in the first place. Then there are your hands. I know you think they are not that special. Everyone says that about their hands. I mean, you see them all day long, you get used to them. But I'm here to remind you that they are quite wonderful. Oh, you thought I was checking for marks of a ring or something? Well, I didn't mean for it to come across that way, truly. I just liked your hands. How your fingers gripped the glass. How they held the silverware. I know, it's nothing super special, but I found it mesmerizing. Oh, do tell. Well, caring for your skin is important. Don't feel self-confident about it. I dabble in that side of the cosmetic aisle myself, and so my hands are so soft. Did you notice? You were so sweet. Thank you. I hope it was a relief, also. Sure, that compliment about my hands is nice, but I also want it to mean something. My massage, I mean. That's good. How about you pay your hardworking partner then? But be warned, we don't take cash or credit. We only take kisses. No other. That was quite sudden. Like you were holding back all this time. That was really nice. I wish you could stay forever. Just like this. Us two. In the bed. The morning never ending. I know. We have to leave the bed at some point in time. Shower. All that adult stuff. But can we just cuddle a bit more, please? It might not seem that way, but I'm kind of needy that way. Thanks. You are the absolute best. Come then. Let's snuggle up a bit. And can you be quiet, please? I'd like to hear your heartbeat. And hear your breath. Feel you next to me. I know that you need to go and stuff. But let me have this for just a little while longer.